Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:42 and time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank. That's nice.
Good job, Fremont Bank.
Yep. Well done.
Okay, so I've mentioned this story a few times already today, but this week, and the Jacob Blake story continues to be a big one nationally. This is the 29-year-old black man who was shot in the back several times, I think several, actually being like seven or eight times.
Yeah.
By police in front of his children. Obviously, this is already a big topic here in America, and then it happened
this,
again.
Right.
So he currently, Jacob Blake, I should say, currently they say his status is that he's paralyzed from the waist down. He's been in and out of surgeries. They're working on him, hoping to find a way that he'll be able to walk again. But either way, that's his status. Overnight, the protests continued since this has happened. Apparently, there are vigilantes out there trying to protect the community from the protesters. And now we have, it looks like, three people shot overnight, two dead, another wounded during the third night of protests since Jacob Blake was shot. They're now hunting for a vigilante that they have on video opening fire in the middle of a street with a rifle. So this scene is ugly, really ugly. And I don't know Kenosha, but I've looked at some of the videos and it's scary what's happening. It is full on unrest.
Chaos.
And to know that there's also vigilantes out there now trying to do the job of police. So there were rubber bullets, there was tear gas, it's chaos. So anyway, that's the latest on the story. They haven't caught the person, as I've been able to find, that shot people overnight. So, but the police are saying they have, they expect to find this person today. So we'll see. That's the latest there.
It's horrible.
By the way, I've mentioned the air quality here in the Bay Area, and some people have written in where the East Bay had been the worst at one point. They're now saying it's not as bad. I walked out my front door here in Santa Cruz, and it smells like a campfire, and that wasn't the case yesterday. So right. Obviously, the shifting winds are changing who's getting hit the hardest with the bad air quality. You're gonna want to check that before you go for a run. I would suggest, but
even if you can't smell the smoke, check. There's air quality indexes, and even if it's not an overwhelming smell, it can still not be a safe environment to run in.
Right.
Or exercise outside in.
So anyway, that's something to check before you head out and do any bike riding or running or whatever it is your plans are. I thought this was just an interesting mention that I don't have any sort of facts to back it up, or I don't know that we have studies that will say whether this disruption caused by COVID-19 will actually seriously affect your kids' education. I can't see how it wouldn't have some effect.
Right.
Nearly half of parents think their children's education will be behind following months of disruption caused by COVID-19. Obviously, the end of the last school year was disrupted and was cobbled together by people as quickly as possible to not disrupt the school year. But clearly that was going to be an issue. And then, of course, here we are trying to get back to things in my area, and school was canceled thanks to the fire. So that's, yes, of course it's going to cause an issue. But I, you know, one thing will be true, at least nationwide, and if not worldwide, everybody's been disrupted by this. So in
global.
That case, I don't feel like anyone's falling behind anyone else. It's just they're falling behind maybe previous generations. I'm sure it can be made up if we can get out of this at some point fairly quickly. Right.
Let's have that
knocking
happen.
Knocking wood, right?
Yes, exactly. Let's get that vaccine going. Everybody get the vaccine. Let's get signed up for it. Let's continue to wear masks and social distance and get back to life.
I always love when people look up what Google searches are happening at any given time during a year, and they do these often by state. So here are some of the things that people in each state have disproportionately searched for the most during the past 5 months of the pandemic.
All right.
Some of the hobbies include cross stitch in Kansas.
Oh, cross stitch.
Do-it-yourself patio in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Build a chicken coop in Maine.
Oh, well.
Virtual book club in Massachusetts. Wow, we're kind of
that's
really
cute.
In New England there, aren't we?
We really are. That's almost all the states.
Some habits and self-improvement projects include quitting smoking in West Virginia, going vegan in Nevada.
Oh.
How to become a YouTuber in Indiana.
If they have to Google it, I don't know.
Right. Some foods include chicken nuggets in Oklahoma, Little Debbie cakes in Arkansas, banana bread in Hawaii, and hot wings in Wyoming. Some of the drinks people are into, these are things that people have Googled during the pandemic. I guess, you know, people need their, how do you make a Bloody Mary in Wisconsin? Boxed wine in Minnesota.
Oh.
Vodka pops in Mississippi. Oh. You ever had one of those?
I've had a Jello shot with the vodka in it, but a pop, I didn't think vodka froze. Maybe if you mix it with something, it does.
Probably the case.
Might have to try that, Vin.
Day drinking is New Mexico's big search.
Why does someone have to look that up? It's daytime. Open the top.
Right.
Like, what is the... I don't understand what they're hoping to gain by Googling that. Where can I go to find some day drinking? Like, I don't get it.
I don't want to lend my research to people. It could cause possibly you problems as well. But there's definitely a lot of things.
There's an art to this.
Well, do you remember when I told you about the shower beer? And you were like, what are you talking about? And
yeah, I'm like, it turned out people know about that. But they didn't seem to be as enthusiastic as you were. Like, the shower beer is a thing.
Right.
I had no idea. Oh, don't nod and laugh, Nicole.
Well,
you're too young to be worrying about shower beers.
Nicole, have you had a shower beer?
Lie.
I'm not lying. No, I know what it is, but I know a lot of guys do it more than girls.
Oh, lying. Oh, no, guys do it more than girls. No, I've heard of it, but I've never done it.
Yeah, a friend of my friend does shower beers all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I know this one person. God, every time she opens up her mouth, it's a lie. You're right.
In Missouri, the top search was meth recipe. So they're using their time
helpful.
Constructively. Good
well, they're going to make a little
Missouri.
Money, a little entrepreneurship.
Jesus.
Breaking Bad.
Me?
Hey.
Oh, boy. Meth recipe. Let me see. Really? Do they have that? I'm going to look that up on Google.
You know,
right
one
now
of the things that people
right
searched for in California was cool Zoom backgrounds.
Ah.
So.
Oh, yes.
We spent the whole day on that.
Yeah.
By the way, how stuff works. How to make meth. Easy recipe for crystal meth on PayPal. No, that can't be PayPal. It's got to be PayAll.
In Washington, how to roll your own sushi.
Oh, what fun.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I wish I knew how to do that.
Anyway. In Texas, having trouble sleeping. It's universal, right?
Sure. It's been a tough
anyway,
time.
Anyway, so that's
sleep.
Some of the stuff that people have been Googling. It's always nice to see what people are up to, get an idea of what's going on out there in the world and there you go. That's what's going on out there in the world. Oh, geez, look at the time. Unbelievable.
You know, if I could jump back to the 5:45 break, as you said, the not getting a good night's sleep, that kind of thing. I realized that, of course, the difference between how much longer you're sleeping and how much longer I'm sleeping is very different, because you're not having to drive all the way from Santa Cruz every day.
Right.
So, of course, you get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, no, I'm sleeping in. Like, I'm actually waking up, I've always woken up before my alarm because there's just, I have a nervous, oh my God, I'm not gonna, and so it's just built in now.
You're like a very tight spring.
Yes. So, I'm sleeping more than an hour more because of, working from home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's crazy. I'm like, I really, because we're just basically sleeping our commutes away. You get an extra 20 minutes to an hour and a half, whichever one.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you guys said. I do shower beers from Montana, but living in Arizona.
Of course you do. 415.
Love the shower beer. Yeah, I mean, that's it. My point in bringing that up was just when I mentioned it to Sarah, she's like, what are you talking about, drunk?
Yeah, I'd never heard about that.
I am a drunk. Shower beer. That is true, but
I'm able to take those 5 minutes away from my drinking without any ill effects. I don't have to bring a beer in with me. It just seems like it seems so dangerous to have. Well, I suppose you'd take a can, right? Is that what you, because you don't want a slippery piece of glass in there.
Well, you take what you have, Sarah, and you be more careful.
So whatever it is. If it's a martini, then you just go with that. If it's a...
Well, look, usually for me it was a can of beer, but I'm saying you wouldn't not bring a shower beer just because it was in a bottle. You'd just be more careful. Duh. You'd get, you know what you'd do? You'd walk into the shower, and you'd see where that little soap dish container is, and you'd take the soap, and you'd fling it right off of there.
Who needs that?
And then you'd put your beer on that spot.
Because that's not a slippery place for a beer to be or
it's
anything.
It's fine. Don't be ridiculous. Trust me. You're fine. Let's see.
Are you
here.
Though, Vin? That's you're the thing.
Well, I didn't end up fine. I've had to quit. I haven't had a drink in 16 years. But, you know, everybody else is fine.
Yeah.
Well, it seems.
16 years. Nice job.
I know. Let's hear it for 16 years of sobriety for Vinny Crackhorn.
That's nothing to brag about.
Well, yes, it is. Plenty of people. Yeah, they don't make it to 16 years. They don't. They can't do it.
I absolutely had to.
Well, sure, you did. But sometimes
people have to. I tried my hardest to stay drunk, and it didn't work.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It just didn't work. Anyway, my friend Sentinel Steve is writing in and says, Vin, you're not alone. I'm 4 blocks from the beach in Aptos, and even though the fog and mist is strong today, it does smell like a campfire more than ever. Yeah, for some reason, right here on the beach today, it is thick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's got to just be wind-related or something, but I'm happy to hear the East Bay is getting some relief, and hopefully y'all get to go out for walks today. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, I have some of the rumors for Dancing with the Stars, and some of them I have to say are really funny. And then I have two ends of the spectrum as to how we should be behaving in the pandemic. One from Van Morrison and one from John Bon Jovi, of all people, after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.